Caleb, I love me some lobster.
I'm not a huge lobster person, really? But I enjoy the biscuits from Red Lobster.
Oh.
My mom made some of those on Sunday.
I do love the Cheddar
Bay
biscuits.
They're super good.
They are delicious. It's been a long time since I've been to Red Lobster. Not sure that I'm convinced I'm going to go running there for this new creation they have.
Okay.
They have announced that they're putting a spin on the classic chicken and waffles.
All right.
Which I also enjoy.
Sure.
Okay. By adding crispy lobster and waffles to their menu. I'm just, if I...
Lobster and waffles.
Am I a purist that I'm like, I think if I'm going to get lobster, I just want to eat my lobster.
It just almost seems to be like trying to bring everybody together. The lobster crowd and like the chicken and waffles crowd.
But here's the thing too. It says that the waffles are made with the same batter that the restaurant uses to make their famous Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Okay.
Which... isn't to me, I think of waffles as sweeter, not
yeah,
like that
not
garlicky,
the savory.
Buttery,
I mean, it's
savory.
Still probably good, but I would, you know.
I have
make
mixed emotions.
Make me a bread with that. Break off
your
a
mom,
hunk.
You said your mom just made the biscuits. Tell her to thin them out a little bit and try making them into
they
waffles.
They were super, super good.
So good. I haven't made them in a while, but yeah, I've made them in the past. So I'm not so sure about crispy lobster and waffles. I'm just, yeah. Crispy buttermilk
just wait.
Battered
Oreo's going to come
fried.
Out with the lobster and waffles
well, this is
flavor
the other
now.
Thing.
So.
It's buttermilk battered and fried Maine lobster tail, which finished off with a drizzle of maple syrup. I kind of, that's a lot going on with that lobster
that's
tail.
That's a lot.
It seems
yeah.
a little overprepared.
Hmm.
I could be wrong. Someone go out, try it, tell me what you think.
Drown it in butter, it'll be okay.
Anything in butter is good. Okay, I follow this really cool page on Facebook. It's called Not So Formulaic, and this mama does amazing things with her kids. And she's observing Holy Week this week, of course.
Okay.
And so I wanted to get this out there a little early because you need to prep mamas, okay? Or dads, either or. So Thursday is Maundy Thursday, Holy Thursday, whatever you choose to call it. I thought this was really cool. When the kids are good, or go outside with your kids, okay? We need to do this anyways. Take
yeah.
their shoes off. Let them run around in the mud. We all have plenty of mud. A little cold, but...
I know.
Little,
it
find
gets
the places
everywhere.
Without snow. Let them run around in the mud. When they're good and dirty and ready for a break, get their muddy footprints on white paper.
Okay.
And sit down and read John 13, verses 1 through 15. Talk about the way Jesus served his disciples out of love. Then wash the dirt from your children's feet. Let them do the same for you. And when they're done, draw outlines of your feet on clean white paper. Decorate both sets of footprints and hang them up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a great idea.
I know. Her Good Friday idea is pretty cool, too. So, at lunchtime, have your kiddos draw pictures and write letters to Jesus during lunch. At 3 p.m., gather at a cross. You know, we all have crosses in our home. And pray and then read your letters to Jesus as you sit at the foot of his cross.
Hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
A lot of interesting
awesome.
Ideas
she
from this mom.
From, I know. I love her. Her name is Jenny. I feel like she's a kindred spirit and friend, even though I've never met her.
I kind of feel that way. It's good to feel that way other than like, you know, feel antipathy toward a lot of people on Facebook. Yeah. So
it's kind of fun to go test drive vehicles. I mean, the buying process can be challenging, but it's fun to drive something different.
Yeah.
Well, we head on over to China. Ford is trying something new there. They have a new vending machine. Spits out not soda or candy or food of any kind, but cars, friends. Cars.
A vending machine for vehicles. Now I want them to have one of those claw
yeah,
grabbers like they
right.
have in Walmart.
Don't
and
scratch
I
the paint.
Try, yeah,
don't scratch
claw.
The paint. Apparently
cool.
this thing has a capacity for 42 cars.
Wow.
It, yeah.
Is the demand that high? It's like, you know what? On a whim, I've got a few extra quarters in my pocket. I think I'm going to go buy a vehicle.
No, people can pick of 10 different models running from the Mondeo. I don't even know what that is.
I'm not sure.
To the Explorer. And
I know
even
that one.
A Mustang.
Oh.
I want to test drive a Mustang.
Can you imagine bringing that home? What your right. spouse would be like, yeah, you know, I was walking by, I saw the vending machine, and I was just really craving a Mustang, so I bought
right.
one.
Right. Well, and this is the thing. It's like, this is for test driving, and it says all you need to do is pay the necessary fees. It doesn't say how much those fees are.
Hmm.
And share a selfie to the thing, and then you get your hands on a vehicle. For 3 days. It's a 3-day test drive. I'm like,
that's
really?
Cool.
3 days? I
could
go on a
get
wonderful
a long
road trip in 3 days.
Huh. That's interesting. Honestly,
it's kind of cool.
I just want to see, you know, how the car like goes down the chute when you get it out of the vending machine.
It's weird because they're all stacked up one on top of each other. And
well, because, you know, like for CMN Children's Miracle Network at, again, going back to Walmart because they're all the time.
Yeah.
Like when you drop the quarters in and it like goes around and my kids love seeing that. I'm just curious what they do because I'd really love to see a vehicle do that.
I know.
Like to come down to me. So
this is really, I want to see how they all shuffle through this thing.
And, yeah.
You know, it's like, I want the one that's up in the corner. So you have to move all of the different, it's like those little, what are they? The 15 puzzles where you slide the little squares all over the place, you know? Yeah. It's like that, but with cars and it's three dimensional.
It's just getting easier and easier to buy stuff these days, which is a little
scary.
Like, honestly, I see those new commercials where you can like pay with a glance. I'm like,
no,
honestly,
I glance
weirdly a lot of the time. I don't really want, and I blink all the time.
It's hard enough doing that one-click pay on Amazon.
Seriously, like you get
that's
something in your eye, and it's like,
know.
Oh my goodness, now my iPhone
winky
just
and
bought
blinky
whatever.
And that's scary. I don't know. What floors me is the whole, just pay the necessary fees and share a selfie with us. I want to know
it's kind of like the meteor shower that you can buy.
Yeah.
We talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Like it's less expensive than a fireworks show at a major city.
Millions of dollars. Yeah, it's great. People.
Anyway, Cope and Hoops coming up. We'd love more of your pledges. Our guest shooter in the house, Jody Emerson from Fierce Freedom. Good to have you back here with us in studio, Jody. Welcome.
Thanks for having me this morning.
So exciting to see your beautiful smiling face and to hear about all of the amazing things that Fierce Freedom does. Not just even within the community, but on a state level and an awareness level. And you guys are busy, 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 busy there. So tell us, not everyone is maybe familiar with Fierce Freedom. Tell us a little bit about Fierce Freedom and what you guys are busy working on.
Yeah, absolutely. So Fierce Freedom, we're a nonprofit based right here in the Chippewa Valley, whose main mission it is to raise awareness about human trafficking. We all know that human trafficking is happening somewhere in the world, but our focus is what's happening right here in the Chippewa Valley, educating and raising awareness and working with churches and students and police and legislators and talking to everybody who will listen to us and even talking to those people who won't listen to us about what human trafficking is and how we can make changes in our lives and what it looks like so we can reach out and help our neighbors that need help.
And I think what you just said there, that piece of what it looks like, that's I'd like to focus on that for a minute, because I think a lot of people don't necessarily know or understand. You know, we think of human trafficking as like this third world impoverished, you know, kids on streets kind of thing. But, you know, we live in a very nice area and this is happening. So tell us a little more about what that looks like. Help raise the awareness on that.
So there's two different ways that we look at human trafficking. There's labor trafficking, which we're starting to focus on a lot more this year. That is a really hard one to spot because it's what is a normal job, but somebody is there under force, fraud, or coercion. The other piece is sex trafficking. And so somebody being forced or coerced into the commercial sex industry, whether it's stripping, pornography, prostitution, or anytime anybody under the age of 18 is involved in a commercial sex act.
Okay.
And we can see this all the time. Probably once a week, I'm looking at the local newspaper and seeing some story where somebody was exploited sexually. It's becoming more and more prevalent, I think, because we're knowing what it looks like and we're addressing it a little bit more. But there's also just a lot of problems out there in our communities today where people are maybe hooked on drugs. And there was a situation, we were just talking about it a minute ago, where somebody was selling her children even so that they could get drugs and money to support a drug habit. So
right. And I think this is such a hard thing to talk about. It's a thing that a lot of parents want to shelter their kids from. And I know if you have little kids with you in the car, you know, you're going to want to like guard those little ears as we talk about this. And I do agree to some point, we do need to shelter our kids. But as your kids get older, you need to have these hard conversations with them and have that open dialogue with them, because they're meeting people out in the community that we don't even always see. They're playing at parks and they're around other kids. And, you know, even within churches and things like that, you hate to think about that, but this is out there. So do have your conversations with your kids. And now you go to youth groups and present to parents and children and,
absolutely,
and that, right?
And one program that we have developed is a program called Keeping Your Kids Safe in a Digital Age. Teaching parents about how to teach their kids about digital use. And I think you really nailed it, Hillary, when you said having that open dialogue, those conversations, plural.
Oh, yeah.
It's not ongoing. About just having the talk about safe internet usage. We're finding that people who are exploited meet their exploiter face to face, but then the grooming process happens online. They develop this relationship over a series of weeks and months and sometimes years to feel like this person is a safe person.
Right.
And so, you know, we think about it in terms of how do we teach our kids to drive? If you've been unfortunate enough to have to live through that process
or blessed enough to survive it.
Or blessed enough to survive it, exactly. We know it's not a process of just handing the keys over and saying, good luck, God be with you. But yet we do that with computers all the time. We do that with cell phones because we as parents weren't raised to know about them. That wasn't how we were raised. And so we don't necessarily know how to answer those questions or how to address things. And so we just hand them a cell phone and say, you know, be safe, be careful. Don't
and
do anything.
Don't give them the tools that they need to be safe and careful.
And don't give them the parameters. Mm-hmm. And don't give them, you know, here's your box to explore in. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as you earn trust, we'll make that box bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
So it's either all or nothing. It seems like people are either, I'm not going to give you the computer. I'm not going to give you a cell phone. Well, we can't live in that day and age. The kids need to learn how to use technology smart. And so it's important that we do that.
So one last question here before we start getting ready for you to shoot your little baskets.
Gotta get warming up here.
I know. One last question. What kind of age are you seeing when you say these people first meet these kids and then spend years? So what kind of age are they meeting these kids?
We're looking at teenagers, really.
Teenagers.
You know, because that's who's online.
But young teens even.
Yeah. Average age of entry, unfortunately, into human trafficking in Wisconsin and the United States is between 12 and 14 years of age.
So have those conversations young with their kids.
Absolutely.
If people want to reach out to you for more information or to get in touch with you, how do they meet you?
We're on Facebook and fiercefreedom.org is our website.
Awesome.
And I wanted to jump in here too as well. Jody, I know that you guys not only are meeting with, you know, meet with Bible studies and churches, but also, I mean, you've had an ongoing campaign to educate. A lot of times hotels is where the commercial sex trade a lot of times is taking place. And so you've had ongoing work and efforts to educate some of those workers about some of the signs too. Again, you're not asking them to enforce anything. That's what law enforcement is for,
absolutely,
but helping them educate and be kind of not first responders, but be aware of some of these signs so that they then can call those who are trained to enforce and protect.
If you see something, say something isn't just about Homeland Security and terrorism anymore. So
contact Fierce Freedom again if you'd like that for your business, for your church, if you'd like some of that education. We would love to put you in touch with them. Jody Emerson from Fierce Freedom this morning, our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. Jody, thank you for supporting the ministry here as well,
My pleasure.
And glad that, that we can direct a little more attention to the wonderful work that you guys are doing based in Altoona, but going all over the place. I know you put a lot of miles on your vehicle. So
we do.
Hope and Hoops ready to go now at 715-723-2555. You can sneak in a last second pledge, get yourself in the running for that $25 Gordy's Market gift card, or you can text it in to 715-396-1670. Jody Emerson from Fierce Freedom. Again, you can check them out online on social media as well too to find out more about their what they're doing and have Jody come speak to you. Now, Jody's going to shoot from on her knees. I'm not sure if that is a comfort factor or a prayer that they'll all go in. So,
well, she came up with it. She's like, sometimes you just need to change the angle. So she's like, she got down on her knees and she was doing great warming up. So,
all right.
There you go.
There you go. Exactly.
There you
Amen
go.
To that.
I do have to like get a picture of this happening though, because it's fantastic.
So, whenever you're ready, Jody, first shot on the way, just a little short. Second shot, that one just off to the side. All right, get it dialed in here. Third one off the backboard and through. There we go. Now she's found the range. Fourth shot off the backboard. A little strong.
All right,
one more left. Last shot. Just a little short
good,
from that
good.
One. So,
come on over, lady.
The perspective was a great idea. It's honestly, we have not had anyone ever do that before, too. And maybe we should invite more people to change their perspective.
Well, I'm just thinking that my husband has coached basketball for many years when the kids were young.
You
and my follow through on those couple of those shots, he's going to be so disappointed in me.
It's a gooseneck. It's supposed to be the gooseneck.
I have to say, though, you still did better than I've done on some days, okay? Because I've had zero made days. So no worries. No worries, no pressure.
There
and we
go.
Had some flat pledges, too. So there you go. Okay.
Well, thank you for everybody who supported that with the pledges. I think what you guys do here at WWIB is such a gift to this community.
Oh,
and happy to help and happy to help you guys raise money to keep the lights on. So
absolutely.
We appreciate that
and everything that Fierce Freedom is doing. And again, the more awareness that can be raised, the more that we can bring light to this fight and light to the darkness. And light always conquers darkness, no matter how despairing things might seem. The more we're able to shine a light on this and say there is hope, that's where change begins.
Yeah, I do have to put in a plug for a couple of different programs
yes.
you've got coming up
yeah.
on Thursday at our office, 2519 North Hillcrest Parkway. We are mm-hmm. doing a Reducing Your Slavery Footprint by looking at chocolate. So we talk about
sure.
how slavery is out in the world today. Everybody talks about reducing their carbon footprint.
Sure.
So we're going to talk about how we can reduce our slavery footprint.
Mm.
And as everybody's getting their Easter baskets ready and buying chocolate, how can we buy chocolate that isn't contributing to child slavery
sure.
across the world? So
fascinating.
We've got that on Thursday. And then on Monday, April 2nd, we have a movie that we're showing at the university in conjunction with International Justice Mission Eau Claire
yes.
and Human Trafficking Abolitionist Club. It's Coerced. It's a documentary about the human trafficking epidemic going mm-hmm. on in Wisconsin right now. So I believe that's at 7 o'clock, but it is on our Facebook page. So
wonderful.
We would love to have people join us for those programs.
You are a busy woman, Jody.
Sometimes I think I hit myself coming out of the door of the house. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Jody Emerson from Fierce Freedom, helping support WIB Inc. this morning. Make sure you support them as well, however you are able. Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.